Welcoming Committee. Sometimes the kindness of strangers is a welcoming committee on a morning subway. I can hear a downtown train approaching and I have to rush down the stairs if I want to make it to the train. Another woman is beside me, also rushing, and together we reach the platform just as the subway doors are opening. And we're met by a man, holding his arms wide out in a gesture of welcome. He has a big smile on his face and he ushers us in like we are his guests. I love this. So I say to him, it's so nice to be welcomed onto the subway. And the woman, she looks at me and she agrees, and we share smiles. The train's loud as it pulls out, and so we stand there smiling at each other until the squealing dies down, and then we begin to talk. We learn that welcoming man emigrated from Russia 30 years ago and has lived in Sheepshead Bay ever since. He says, my wife and I sometimes feel like we never left. All the stores are run by Russians, everyone speaks Russian, and we can get everything we want from home. His friend is quieter. He's a fisherman, and he lives underneath the Throgs Neck Bridge. He tells us he goes fishing every day, and when he learns that the woman and I are from Connecticut, he tells us that he can see Connecticut from his front porch. And we all laugh because we're sharing in an old Sarah Palin joke. The conversation moves on to what we do for work. There is warmth between us from the kindness or the laughter or the fact that we are his guests. It's palpable and it's very sweet. I remember that I have chocolate chip cookies in my bag, so I offer them around. The woman declines. The Russian takes one and pockets it. The fisherman, he eats his right away. And then we're at 14th Street and the men exit and I learn more about the woman, including that her dad hands out 200 goldfish every Halloween in Brooklyn. And she gets off, and I'm left wondering about those goldfish and about how often the kind Russian welcomes passengers onto his train.